Kenny, congrats.
Good on. Appreciate it.
I know you visited with the Saints during this process. Just how do you feel like you fit in with this team, considering this team on defense has had two safeties in place for starting safeties for a little while here?
Yeah, I'm excited to come down there and play. Like it was my last visit, and I just had a real good feeling walking out of there that I might be a Saint. So I'm excited to get down there and play some football.
How do you feel like you fit in with this defense?
I mean, I'm just real versatile. I can do a lot of different things. I don't think I have many limitations. I can cover, and I can run support. So I can bring that to the team.
You play both free and strong in Texas. Do you know how the Saints plan to use you?
Excuse me? Say that again, please.
I know you play both free and strong with Texas. Do you know how the Saints plan to use you? In what position?
I don't even know, man. I plan on doing whatever they want me to do.
Throughout this process, how much were the Saints in touch with you? I know you visited with them, but have they been in touch with you pretty much a good bit of the way?
Yeah, I mean, my agent usually handled all talking to the team and stuff, but yeah, I mean, they showed interest the whole process. And like I said, the visit went really good for me, so I had a good feeling.
What are some of the things you feel like maybe, you know, you need to work on to get to the NFL level? But obviously, you know, the Saints are pretty high on you.
I mean, I think you can always get better as far as tackling technique. I mean, the way the rules are changing, you got to hit guys in different areas, so you got to change your technique. But like I said, I perfected my craft, and my goals are always to be the most complete safety I could be, and I think I've kind of got to that point.
Hey, Kenny, you only had 5 interceptions in 3 years at Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Was that more because of offenses throwing away from you? Was it more of the system at Texas? I guess, what do you attribute? Because it is a relatively low number.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was always the nickel. And a lot of times when maybe an interception was thrown, it was because I was locking up the slot receiver on the other side of the field. So, I actually got offered to Texas as a receiver when I first got there. So, I mean, my ball skills are pretty good, and I think that's the reason.
Hey, what were your impressions of Rob Ryan?
What's that?
Rob Ryan playing. What were your impressions of him when you got a chance to visit with him?
Oh, yeah, we talked a little bit at lunch, man. And I just told my agent, man, I'd love to come there and play for him. I think we hit it off. I mean, he seems like a high-energy guy, laid back, but takes football serious, and that's the type of person I am.
What's the last 24 hours been like for you, especially going up to New York City?
Last 24 hours, man, I've just been kind of anxious, a little nervous. But, I mean, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, because, I mean, I've been working for this moment my whole life, and I feel like, I mean, it's time for me to take that step to the next level.
What do you think your strengths are and the things you need to work on coming in here?
The strengths, I'd say, just being able to do a number of things, because I play free safety, strong safety, nickel, and being just complete, being able to come up and hit and lock guys down. And like I said, I feel like you can always fix your tackling techniques as far as a weakness, because the game's changing, especially in the NFL.
What do you think of joining a defense that gave up a record number of yards last year? Did you know about that?
I mean, I'm hoping to. I'm going to come in and help that. I mean, obviously they felt like that was a need to fix that, and then I understand that that's what they drafted me for. So that's my plan. Make the biggest impact I can early on, whether it's just special teams, or whatever they want me to do. I'm going to do what I need to do.
Who helped you, if you didn't do it by yourself, pick out your suit for tonight?
My suit?
Yeah.
My agent had a guy, a girl that he works with. He's worked with the past couple of years. They just used her, and she kind of designed my suit.
Kenny, who is your agent?
David Mulugeta. He's we're Athletes First.
Do you and Eric Reed have any friendly wager as to which safety would be taken first?
I mean, not really. I mean, we're good friends, but we didn't discuss as far as draft board and how it's going to go. So we've just kind of just been enjoying this whole process.
From everything you've said, you're willing to go anywhere the Saints put you. But putting that aside for a second, do you have a preference of what you like? You know, do you prefer free versus strong, or you know, does one play to your ability a little bit better, you think, in your opinion?
No, I honestly, I don't. I mean, I played up, down, sideways. I played everything in college. So, I mean, honestly, I'm comfortable. I think that's what I can bring to the team. I'm comfortable in any position you put me in.
You played some linebacker in college too, right?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, I played some sandbacker. I mean, we had kind of early on struggles stopping the run, so I helped out that way. I could play nickel, I could cover the slot, but I also could cancel run gaps and help the linebackers out.
You get the sense that Rob Ryan's defense would, allow you to move all over the field in different down and distances?
I mean, that's the plan. I mean, that's what I did the last 4 years. Put me into position to succeed, and I'll do it for you.
Last time University of Texas a player was drafted in the first round by the Saints, you know, Ricky Williams is heading this way. I'm sure you've had a chance to meet Ricky.
Yeah, I met him. He actually works for the Longhorn Network now. So, I mean, I've done some commentary with him and sat down with him and talked football at Pro Day, actually. So we've got a chance to meet.
Great.
Were there any concerns? I'd read something about off-the-field incidents concerned some people about you. Would you talk about those?
I mean, I had some, I think, early on in my career at Texas, I had sort of immaturity stuff. I mean, I came to school, 17, to a small town, kind of got to a big city, kind of had to slow my roll, contain myself, but I'm good now. I got a son, I understand every decision I make, I'm making for two people, and I'm not going to give up football for anything. So my nose is clean, and I'm completely focused on football.
What's your son's name, and how old is he?
He's Kenneth Dwayne Bacall III. He's about 14 months now.